This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. America's top general said Sunday that the United States could now face a rise in terrorist threats from a Taliban-run Afghanistan. That warning comes as intelligence agencies charged with anticipating those threats face new emotions and questions after the U.S.-backed Afghan military collapsed with shocking speed. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told senators on a briefing call Sunday that U.S. officials are expected to alter their earlier assessments about the place terrorist groups reconstituting in Afghanistan. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is now soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical rainstorm. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,300 dead, with approximately 3,000 injured. Thousands more are displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with their few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scramble to help those who were injured. The devastation could soon worsen with the coming of Tropical Depression Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti on Monday night, bringing the potential for heavy rains, flooding, and landslides. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called for an early election for September 20th, saying that he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approve of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. The director of the